89.3 WKKC. How you doing?
I am excellent.
Wow.
Excellent. So happy to be here.
Well, let me do a proper introduction for those that don't know. Now, let me turn the microphone so y'all can see. This woman does not look a day older than 20. In fact, she would get carded at most clubs.
I got carded last time I was here. I did, and I was like, are you kidding me? It's like, no. For real, are you kidding me? No.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Take it while you can get it. Takiya Crystal Kimau. We've seen her in Living Color, The Cosby Show. What was it, Erica?
Yeah, Erica right. Lucas,
right. And, of course, as Raven Simone's mom on That's So Raven. And there's so many things. In fact, one of my favorite pieces by you was Some of My Best Friends.
Thank you.
A collection of characters. In fact, you won an NAACP Theater Award for that.
Yes, I won two. I won as an actress and a producer for that.
Right.
That show, I actually debuted that show here in Chicago at South Shore Cultural Center, and I'm going to bring it back.
Yes!
I've retired the show twice, but I'm going to dust it off and bring it back right where it started, here in Chicago.
Cool.
And hopefully...
Maybe we can get you to bring it over here to this brand new theater at Kennedy King College.
Well, why don't I take a look around and see? I think that might be nice. But I'm already excited about it, and we're just laying the groundwork for it now.
Cool. Well, keep me in the loop. I'll be there. And let me just let folks know, you know, we're streaming on the internet at www.wkkc.fm, and we're actually at the same time, we're actually in a chat room on the internet as we speak. And so it's called Destee.com, DESTEE.com. So we're actually in the chat room. So they may have some questions that if they put them up here, if they text them in, I'll definitely pass them on. So one of the things about you that's very, very powerful, I think, is the fact that you have, besides being a producer, a director, an actress, a singer, a dancer, and also an author.
Natural Woman, Natural Hair.
Natural Woman, Natural Hair, a journey.
It's a long title. It's about an hour long. Natural Woman, Natural Hair, a hair journey. Simple step-by-step instructions on taking care of your natural hair.
Right. And it's definitely a book that is I would recommend to anybody who either wears their hair naturally, wants to wear their hair naturally, because everything I've ever seen you in, and you said maybe there's been a part or two where you might have pressed your hair,
you know,
but generally, you always wear your hair naturally.
Yeah, I wear my hair naturally, and I'm an actress, so I'll play someone who's not me, but I tend to, because of the historical manner in which African hair has been portrayed. Well, I played a bad character in Quentin Tarantino's film, Jackie Brown.
Oh, right. That's right.
When they saw me, they said, oh, you're great. And I said, well, how do you want me to wear your hair? And they said, it's perfect, just like that. So I went and got it straightened.
Mm.
And because I was playing some kind of crackhead or some bad person. And I thought, this woman is out of her mind. And so this is how her hair would look.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
So that was my little thing, because movies usually go the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're bad or strung out or something, then your hair is nappy and then you clean up straight.
Right.
And I'm not going to mention any names, but Losing Isaiah was an example of that.
Wow, that's cold.
But it's been done many, many times.
Yeah.
The Princess Diaries. I mean, it doesn't even have to be black people. But,
right.
You know, you start out with laughable, wild, nappy hair, and you clean up and to straight, and that's it's unfortunate for everyone, but, you know, I used to be a little black girl, and I don't want to tell any little black girl that she's ugly in any way.
Wow.
And so I can't do it.
For those that don't know it, you grew up in Chicago.
Yep.
Where'd you go to school?
St. Savina Grammar School and Academy of Our Lady High School.
Which we used to call Longwood Academy.
Longwood, which is no more.
Yeah. Them Longwood Academy girls, boy. We used to be over there trying to talk to them girls
at
Longwood.
After school, you would think it was an all-boys school.
Yep.
There was nothing. You couldn't see the girls for the boys.
But
I always missed them because I was always in a rehearsal. So by the time I came out, all the boys were gone. So I didn't have a boyfriend in high school.
See, I can hear them all the way all over the South Side right now. That's terrible. Oh, Reverend Kevin comes
presents.
Through.
I love presents.
Yes, yes, yes. WKKC t-shirts.
Thank you.
And WKKC mugs. And thank you very much, Reverend Kevin.
Thank you so much.
Man, I got my own. Thank you for giving me. I got my own mug now. We're talking with Takiya Crystal Kima on 89.3 WKKC. 89.3 WKKC. You're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me. We have some special guests in the studio, Miss Takiya Crystal Kima, and also Vincent, her brother. He's not talking, though. He's like, what's his name in Public Enemy? Which called doesn't talk. A couple of things real quick. Because we are actually at the same time we're doing this, we're actually on the internet and we're in a chat room. So that some of the people in the chat room have been texting in some questions. Want to deal with those right quick. Miss Drea, who's over in Rock Island, actually, she said, will she be appearing in any films soon?
Well, I hope so. Let's everybody cross their fingers. I have... everybody's kind of waiting on money, and everything kind of stopped with the writer's strike.
Yeah.
Because two films that I'm set to perform in mm-hmm. hadn't made their deals yet.
Okay.
So hopefully within the next few months,
okay.
It'll be something I can say.
Okay.
But right now.
Now, are you going to be co-producing these? Because I know you co-produce and produce and
yeah,
all of that.
I actually am working on a screenplay, and I call it a romantic tragedy because it's about me. And,
oh, stop.
But I'm not, and I'll be producing and starring in that, but I'm still writing it. So hopefully I'm going to
all right, man.
A couple
all
of
right, men's out there, all you brothers out there that got some business about yourself, she's saying that she is at least open to discussion. Y'all might want to get your applications in here. Love Destiny. Now, she's over. She's in Kansas City. She said, what direction would you like to take your career?
Well, up.
But see, some people can't see more up than where you've been.
Oh, wow, that's nice. I've done a lot of things, but television, and whenever you do one thing that everybody sees, and they kind of put you in that box.
Box, right.
And I miss doing everything else.
Mm.
And so I mentioned I'll be doing my play here mm-hmm. in the fall, and I'm going to actually shoot it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go back to music because I used to sing when I was here and I haven't really done it a lot. There's a couple of songs in the shows that I've done. There's one in the show that I'm going to do in the fall, but I'm going to be doing more music things.
Okay.
So you can look for that and you can look for some film things once I finish my script.
Excellent, excellent.
And more writing, actually. I'm working on a lot of things at one time. I'm working on a book of poetry and a children's book.
Oh, cool. In fact, mentioning writing, would you like to have a story about a DJ who...
A handsome young DJ?
Hey, for real. If they could do Petey Green's story, they can definitely do mine.
Why not? Why not?
Okay, how long have you been wearing your hair in a natural state? Queen Tiswana, she's up in New Jersey. She wanted to know.
Growing up, I got my hair permed, and then when I went to college for the first time, I got my hair pressed growing up, mm-hmm. and I got my first perm when I went away to college and discovered that you have to get touch-ups, so that freaked me out, so I cut that out.
I thought it was permanent.
Yeah, and then when I pledged a sorority, you know, they made too much fun of my hair, so I got a perm then.
Oh, wow. Now, you're a Delta, right?
Yeah.
Like Bonnie DeShong. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so when I came back home, right after the pageant, I started cutting it out again, and I've been wearing it with one scary exception for about 23 years now.
Wow, go ahead.
And loving every day of it.
Cool.
And it's amazing to me still how many people come to me and say, I wish I could wear my hair like that. And they're afraid. They're afraid of their corporate job, and
mm-hmm.
they accept that the natural state of their hair is not acceptable at work,
mm-hmm.
even though the natural state of everybody else's hair is.
Yeah, right.
But that's how I wrote
you gotta be the exception.
To tell them it's okay to be you just like you are.
Cool. Couple of things. One is the chat room we're in, it's part of Desti.com, and the young lady who is Desti is actually in the chat room. She said,
hi, Desti.
She said, how old is your brother and is he married? He's over 21, right? Let me hold the microphone so y'all can see.
He's a suave, handsome, and debonair, happily married to my wonderful sister-in-law, Robin. Hi, Robin. Oh.
See, I saw a lot of O's in the room now.
A young lady who's over in London says, have you been to the U.K., and if not, why not?
I'd love to travel, and I've been itching to get to the U.K. In fact, a lot of books, a lot of my books are sold in the U.K. and all over. The strange places like Iceland and like, wow, okay.
We got black folks there.
Yes, honey, we sure do. And I have friends in London or friends that live in Africa but are from London.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd like to invite me to come and speak or perform or something, and I will come with a quickness.
You heard it. And Zulila, she's actually from South Africa, but she lives in Holland. She's in the room now. And
there I've been to South Africa.
You've been? Okay. Now, I saw a picture of you at Gorée Island. I went there. I went to Senegal for about 2 weeks, and it's been too long. I got to get back.
Yeah.
But going to Gorée Island, it's just like everybody says, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the most emotional experiences you can ever have.
And the thing, when I went, there were two tours there at the same time, a group of black people from the United States and a group of white people. I'm not sure where they were from. And the tour guide, who I can't call his name, but he's quite famous. He was probably there when you went. But he gave the tour to the white company, and someone was translating for us. And he said something, and it was just, I can't, it's too long a story to tell, but it was like a show, a performance for this group. And at some point he said something, and there was a bit of a pause with our translator, and he'd looked at me, and I said, no, what did he say? No, nothing. And it turns out he pointed to me and said someone like her would be taken off here, which is where the certain young ladies were taken and abused.
Right,
and the children of that group went this way. And I thought, wow, you know, you're going to talk about me like that because you're that comfortable with this group. Being so unconnected to my spirit.
Wow.
But it's a thing. So I had a very, very personal experience on Gorée, but it's something that I really believe every black person who has an ancestor that came through slavery should look at that door of no return.
Yeah. We're talking with Bikia Crystal Kima. For those that don't know the name, just say, oh, yeah, Mom, Raven's Mama on the radio.
That's my new name.
Raven's Mama.
Excuse me, I'm Raven's Mom. Raven.
All right, we'll be back with more. Jill Scott, Golden on 89.3 WKKC. You're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me. And in the studio, live, in living color, Takiya Crystal Kima. You know, real quick, if I can get you to just talk a little bit about this, you know, because I've known you since you were in Miss Black Illinois, and you know, just vivacious, talented sister from South Side of Chicago. So, how did you get from South Side of Chicago to Hollywood to In Living Color? That was your first major,
first television series, and it's like a lot of people. I mean, I love the story because it's mine, but a lot of people say, how did you do this so that I can do it?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do it like I did.
That's right.
Because what happened, I was a gypsy here. I was dancing with Nejwa. I was modeling. I was singing with a couple of groups. I was singing with Rafo, International Combo, and Quest. And I danced with Bill Cody. I was doing everything here and making like $20 a month. But I got a call from a friend. He called me and said, this guy named Keenan Ivory Wayans is having, I didn't know who that was, doing this new television show, and he's looking for people who do characters. And frankly, I said, well, who is that? He said, that's the guy who did that movie, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. And I thought, I'm gonna get you, sucker. That's somebody ignorant. I don't want to be on his show.
Now, you had never met Robert Townsend in the time you were here, right?
I hadn't met him.
Okay.
Then. So So anyway, he goes, no, he's looking for characters. This, you know, go to this audition. And it was, I ended up, and he said, call this person and she'll tell you about the audition. And it turned out to be Robbie Reed, who's now a very well-known casting director. And so I called, and I've been doing theater. I called her up. She said, okay, yeah, go. The auditions were at the Regal Theater. And she said, come and do 10 minutes. And I was like, 10 minutes classical and contemporary? Like, no, 10 minutes of your stand-up routine.
Oh, stand-up comedy.
Okay.
Oh.
What has Dwayne gotten me into? So I polished off some sketches that I did in high school, just because I was in a comedy group, but it was like the Mary Wong comedy group that had Tim Miller and Lance Crowder and Ollie LeRoy and Kevin Norman and Chris Townsend, and I was the girl. And we did sketches. It wasn't, I never did stand-up, and so I was terrified, but I dusted off these things. And I went with Tim and Ali and Lance, and everyone, and they knew me, the comics knew me, and they were like, hey, Tim, hey, Lance, hey, Ali, what you doing here, Crystal? Oh, I'm just, oh, I don't know. So I do this bit, and apparently Keenan really loved Blackwell, the character. That's one of the pieces that
right,
I did.
Right, okay.
And so from there, I went to the callback, which was improv, and which was terribly easy for me. I'd been in an improv group, and I'd been doing improv for a long time. And that's how. And none of my, I was listed with maybe 20 agencies here. None of them called me for this callback.
Wow.
At the callback, there were a very few of the comedians from the stand-up audition and lots of actors whose agents had called them. And they didn't even have to suffer through that open call with comics. And so anyway, that's how I made the cut and did the show and went to Los Angeles for the final audition. And, you know, I won't say it's been smooth sailing since then, but I've been very, very fortunate. A lot of people, I mean, it was a hot show, and so a lot of people saw me on it, and the next show I did was called On Our Own. It was a children's show. That was actually my favorite show. Not a lot of people saw it. It only lasted one season. Ralph Harris played the lead in it, and they had him in a dress at first, and the entire Smollett family. Everybody knows Journey now. The Great Debaters.
Right.
But she was a little girl then,
yes.
and her whole family was in the show, and they decided midstream to take him out of the dress and get an actual woman.
Thank you.
And to bring their male demographics up. And so they brought me to the show, but they'd already kind of decided to cancel it because we did no promos. I mean, I didn't do one promo, nothing for the show. But it was a really nice show, and it was such a departure because now I could tell my nieces and nephews, it's safe. They can watch this show. And then I went on from there to do another show on Fox called The Show, another short-lived show that nobody saw that was kind of a parody of In Living Color.
Mm-hmm.
And I went from that show to Cosby.
How did you get in the Cosby show?
And here's the thing. This is how my life works. Everybody in town heard Bill Cosby doing another show. Everybody started getting nervous.
Right.
And nothing. I didn't hear when the auditions were. I was not considered in any way, and I was doing the show, when they were taping the pilot for Cosby. And I remember I did this play. I was in Moscow doing this play with Lorraine Toussaint and CCH Pounder and Jeffrey Sams. And Lorraine and Cece and I were kicking back, oh, yeah, we're in Moscow chilling. We're going to come home to no jobs. And kiddingly, I said, well, you know, this is the time where people are recasting. We might come home and take somebody else's job. And sure enough, I get home, and they're recasting for Cosby.
Wow.
And this time, you know, Cosby wants to see me. And, you know, the rest, as they say.
History.
Yeah.
So was that how you got to be considered for Raven Simone's
mom?
No,
one had nothing to do with had nothing to do with each other, and I didn't even. And strangely enough, you know, because I'm hot, so I'm thinking that you know I'm going to get hot roles forever.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, daughter roles, girlfriend stuff like that. So young wife. So they call me after Cosby ended. I call myself taking a break, and that's actually when I came back to Chicago to do Raising the Sun at the Goodman,
mm-hmm.
and that's when I realized that my grandma was sick, and I started taking care of her. And to tell you the truth, I took the show That's a Raven to keep my grandma and granny nannies. But when they called me to do the show, they said it was very different when it was supposed to be an ensemble show, and it was supposed to be about this family. I was supposed to play a doctor. And they said, and the daughter on the show is going to be Raven Simone, who, and I'm thinking in my mind, little baby Raven
Simone
from The Cosby Show.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, I can play her mom. I went to the meeting, saw that big old gal. I said, I know they don't want me to play her mama. I said, okay, I guess I'm of a certain age now. But it was, and she's adorable. I've got to be her number one fan. She has the career that did not exist for me when I was her age.
Yeah.
But that I had in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, so,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, I felt like Harriet Tubman watching people take the train and sit in the front seat.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I just was proud of her the whole time that I was there.
Wow.
So that was a real, I kid that Cosby gave me parents. And That's a Raven gave me children, so I'm cool.
89.3 WKKC, you're live with Harold Lee Russ. That's me. We're talking with Takiya Crystal Kima. One of the things that I know you get a lot of is inquiries from young people, both male and female, about the Hollywood life.
Mm-hmm.
How have you managed to go out there to Hollywood and be all in it, but not of it?
Well, I think that you have to start your life, you know, Hollywood, corporate America, whatever you're doing, I think you have to start your life knowing who you are and what your limits are. Because if you don't set them, someone else will. You have to investigate whatever your business is and see the good and the bad. You have to know the history of it and say, this is what good people do in this industry. This is what's not so good. I don't want to do that. And say, this is my limit. I will do 99, I will not do 100. And so when that word 100 comes, your brain will say stop. But if you don't know it, you get to 550 and think you're still on 98.
Wow.
You just have to know who you are and be brave and let it go, let everything go, because you can always come back to you can come back home and start again. My plan before I got the call to go to In Living Color was to save up money, and you know I was making $20 a month, so it was going to take me a long time. But to save up money and go to Los Angeles and hustle until my money ran out, and then come back home and start again and go to New York and hustle until my money ran out.
Okay.
And I was going to do that until something hit. And I think that's a good plan. A lot of people come out desperate, and when their money runs out, they'll take anything. Have an exit plan.
Yes.
Have some place safe to go where you can generate safe money, good money, legal money,
right,
and then go out and hustle.
Wow. Good advice. 89.3 WKKC, that's Takiya Crystal Kima. And we're going to come back in just a moment and talk a little bit more with her as we finish up live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me on 89.3 WKKC. Shalimar, the lover in you on 89.3 WKKC. You're live with Harold Lee Rush. That's me. We are here live with Takiya Crystal Kima. I'm going to get her to do something real quick, but I got to mention a out shout to Egypt Jones. She says, I'm listening to your broadcast from the Quad Cities. She says, I'm from Chicago West Side, though. And I love your show, the one and only Egypt B. Jones. Thank you so much. Oh, and now Egypt's mom said hello.
She said, if you mention the names.
Man. Yeah, right, Charlene. We were talking about the presidential race. All of us who have any kind of connection to Chicago, we are definitely just proud of the entire scenario.
Yeah.
But what are you hearing out there in California? What's the vibe?
Everybody loves Obama. I mean, you see Clinton supporters too, but I think Obama supporters have a stronger visual presence. I see more Obama signs.
Oh, good.
In fact, I can't recall seeing Clinton signs. I know people who are Clinton supporters,
mm-hmm.
but I
they ain't putting up no signs.
I guess they don't want to brag about it.
Well, you know, I just look at it like this. Barack. Me and Barack go way back. So, like, when he make president, you know, I'm expecting an invitation to the White House.
All right. That's a whole lot of people expecting that.
Yeah, that's right. Everybody in town will be close.
Just going to go. They're going to show up. Yo, what's up, man? We on the list.
Oh, man.
You better check that again. We on the list.
Before you go, I gotta ask you to do a little bit of one of your characters, one of my favorites, and I'll just let you walk into it any kind of way you like to. Just unbelievably natural.
Thank you.
I wish I could have been your agent.
That might have been better for me.
And now it's time for Black World Day. And Blackwell, Harry Rush is the king of the radio.
Oh.
And there's no more clear channel. Because they be stealing everybody's everything. So we gonna listen to Harry Rush and call him up and be on the internet and stuff with him.
I just love this woman. Oh, Lord. Well, listen, I got to get out of here, and I know they're going to come and put me out in a minute. But I just want to thank you publicly for taking your time out of your busy schedule, coming up here and spending so much time with us. And I want to also say that you need to check out our website. It's TKEYAH.
Yeah.
Takiya.com.
And it's a million addresses. If you don't remember that, remember In Black World.
Oh, okay.
It all goes to the same place.
Okay, good.
That's easier to remember.
InBlackWorld.com.
Yes. And you know what? My website has a lot of links pages, but it has a specific link page for natural hair. Natural hair salons. If you know one, send me the link and I'll add it.
Okay.
And natural hair products and just things for natural hair.
I will see you all next Tuesday, same time, same station. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Until then, do me a favor, share some kindness with somebody. It doesn't cost you anything. You never know. You may change their day or even their life. Until then, -30-.